Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The harsh winds will continue through the morning time, but are expected to calm down later today. That's according to the National Weather Service, an update on their hazardous weather outlook for the Redwood Coast. The south winds range from 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. That has caused for a higher potential for road hazards as the winds place items on our local roadways. One such area is Highway 101 near Big Lagoon, where a tree reportedly fell this morning, blocking four lanes of highway. CHP is currently on site. Stay alert and exercise caution on Highways 101, 199, 299, and 36. A magnitude 3.2 earthquake visited the Northern California coast early this morning, impacting 16 miles east-southeast of Eureka at a depth of 15 miles. Sheriff Mike Downey is pleased to announce the addition of a Humboldt County Deputy Sheriff position, which is completely funded by the Bear River Band of the Ronerville Rancheria. Recently, Sheriff Downey and Humboldt County First District Supervisor Rex Bone were approached by the Rancheria. They offered to pay for a full-time deputy sheriff to patrol the Eel River Valley from Scotia to Fields Landing. The initial two-year agreement, it equates to a financial commitment of $300,000. The sheriff's office currently has two open deputy positions, which it is recruiting for, and 15 frozen positions due to budgetary problems. More law enforcement news. As promised, local law enforcement agencies have teamed up with the California Highway Patrol to increase DUI saturation patrols over the holidays, and they meant what they said. There are two DUI driver's license checkpoints scheduled for tomorrow night. One checkpoint will be conducted by the CHP somewhere within the unincorporated area of Humboldt County. The second checkpoint will be with the Eureka Police Department on Friday night somewhere within city limits. Law enforcement has promised that DUI patrols and checkpoints would be much more frequent, especially over the Christmas and New Year holiday season, and the effort is aimed at removing impaired drivers from the road. In California in 2011, more than 200,000 drivers were arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. The County Department of Environmental Health has lifted the quarantine on sport-harvested shellfish from Humboldt Bay, despite the news that the State Department of Public Health is still maintaining its quarantine of shellfish from North Coast waters. The Headwaters Fund will offer a grant writing class in January to assist potential applicants in constructing the most effective grant requests before they go before the Headwaters Board for consideration. Next month's class will be held at the Humboldt Area Foundation starting January 8th, and the Headwaters Fund is seeking applications for the upcoming year. There's nearly $200,000 available for projects. The deadline for the next round of grant apps is in February. For more information about the class, contact the Headwaters Fund. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
All in all, the year 2012 was a good year for the city of Arcata. Reporter Dan Squire with more.
2012 has but 12 days left before the calendar flips and we begin the new year. Late December is always a time to look back at the past year and to take stock, and Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza did just that, pointing out the ongoing work of the city staff.
Our staff is working on a capital improvement plan right now to bring back to the council. So we're looking 5 years forward, everything from replacing the headworks to our treatment plant. Measure G, you know, the extra 3/4 cent sales tax, a lot of those are going into roads. So we're doing a lot with roads.
Mendoza also pointed out that it was a good year for the city and highlighted some of those high points.
It was a good year, I would say. I'm the eternal optimist, though. But it's, and this is the first time I've really kind of thought about it, but we had some very good projects this year, great accomplishments with our departments. We fixed some things that were broken, completed some big projects, and along with that, balanced the budget. I think Arcata citizens got a good deal this year.
Mendoza went on to say that Arcata's diverse and vibrant business community means sales taxes will remain strong, and that he hopes the new year will see continued success for his city.
Thank you, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.